Looks like old age has caught up with our A&A before we could change the air conditioners. It's broken down, so you got to keep on fanning yourself today. With apologies. So don't fan too vigorously because you will create more energy and more heat. Please turn with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Verse 3. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves, that holds the key to the understanding of this afternoon's topic. For better, for best, it is He that hath made us, not we ourselves. It is He that hath made sex for us, not we ourselves. And again, it is He that hath made marriage for us, not Hollywood, which is out to destroy marriage." My dear friends, fellow believers and seekers in the Lord Jesus Christ, understand, we live in a time of great disorder. Law and order, traditional marriage is being attacked and demeaned from every side. How can we prepare our young people? How can we arm ourselves against this ferocious attack of the evil one? For that, we must look to our God, dear friends, except you put all your faith. Look to Him, the one who made us and remade us, and seek His help, seek His encouragement. We have no way to ward off the attacks of the evil one. History is a key factor in this, and for that I invite you to turn to the book of Genesis, the first book of history. Genesis chapter 2. For when we understand history, we will not fall into the traps that have been laid for us by those who attack history. It is important we know our origin. Know we not, we had just read in a moment ago. Know we not, we did not spring out of the earth ourselves. It is we did not make ourselves. God made us, and He made us in a certain pattern, and He provided for us a certain pattern. Genesis 2, verse 7. Please see, "The Lord God made you and me of the dust of the earth." Then He did something He did for no animal. No matter what Hollywood and others, atheists, are trying to do, to convince that we came from amoeba, that we evolved, please, Genesis 2:7 puts all that to flight. God formed us and God breathed into our nostrils. You ever think, thank God? My dear friends, thank God we have the breath of God in all of us that creates in us that God consciousness that brought you here tonight, that you respond to the working of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that you respond to the reading of the Word of God. Why? Can you ask yourself? Because God breathed into you, and we are therefore God conscious. Therefore we respond when you hear His Word. So that is very important for us to know. Now look at verse 18 of Genesis 2. "And the Lord God said, it is not good that any man should be alone." The first man was alone. Today, if you are alone, you are a very pitiful person. So we all go looking for the helpmeet that God intends for us. Unfortunately, many people think it is Hollywood style. Anyhow, anyone, any place, anyhow they like, they do. No, not at all, dear friends. Verse 18 says, our Creator says it is not good for you to be alone, but you need the one that God has prepared for you. Are you ready to receive this teaching? So many people absorb and imbibe this godless culture today and say, I will do the things that I choose anyhow. No, dear friends. God is interested in you and me. God is concerned in your happiness, absolutely. But God also provides for us the way to happiness, the way to a fulfilled life, a fulfilling life. The Lord God said, 18, please look again. It is not good that man should be alone, but I will make for him a help, fit for him. My friends, not anyone, but the one that God chooses. I say, if all our young people today, tonight, will absorb this message, take it home, and realize perhaps for the first time that God has an intimate interest in you. He is concerned whom you marry, and He has a hand, except you push Him away. God does not force things on you, but God is there ready to help you, ready to guide you, ready to provide for you. Do you dare believe that? My friends, we come, all of us, seeking for what fulfills, seeking for what satisfies in life. And unfortunately, so many of our young people today just see what goes on through the media. Because they do, I do. Because everybody seems to do it, I do it. Anyhow, the Lord God says, it is not good the man should be alone, but I will prepare for him a help fit for him. Now this is old hat, you say, you all know it. Nevertheless, nothing like revision. And our Chinese ancestors knew it very well. It is not good to be alone. And the Lord God made woman. Then the Lord says, it is good. Now, how did the Chinese know this? You thank God you are born a Chinese. If not, well, you must be born again. Alright, that is of course a joke. My dear friends, the Lord God says, not good to be alone. I will make him a help, fit for him. No use for a man to be alone and then keep a lot of dogs or cats. Those things do not satisfy. Here is the Lord God doing something great for us. And the Lord God made woman out of man. And when He presented Eve to Adam, what did Adam say? Wow! What a beautiful lady! You are my bone of my bones, my flesh of my flesh. This word, in case you do not know Chinese, is Rou. And it refers to you are the flesh of my flesh. This sets the secret to happy living, to a happy marriage, to a fulfilled marriage. Never be like those in some part of the world where the marriage vow says, we shall love each other for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, and we'll love each other as long as our love lasts. And when that love is exhausted, they part. But no. If we come to the Savior, the Creator, He says, look, put your faith in me. Trust in me that I have your welfare at heart. Put all your future in me, and I will prepare for you the helpmeet. And that will be flesh of your flesh that you will never want to separate again from that flesh of your flesh. Here it is. And again, I say, thank God the Chinese who invented the language says, now you are the person that was in me. Neiren, meaning what? You were once in me. Can you see this? This character is here, here. Here it is. You are the person inside me. You are my flesh. How close can it be? How precious can it be? I say, all you husbands, take note. Stop bullying your wife. If you are, say, I'm very sorry. I never knew you are the woman inside me. And indeed, you are flesh of my flesh. Oh, my friends, what a wonderful God we have, isn't it? Thank Him every day. Thank Him that He gave you such a lovely lady and never compare. What did I say? Never compare. After a while, 10 years, 15 years, and you see somebody prettier, younger. Wow! Never. Remember, she is part of you. And for those who might be too adventurous, think of this. Think of this. Wow, I'm sorry, I brought the wrong one. But I show you this. Can you all see it? One roof. Take one lady is enough. You have peace. Don't put two or three. And not like Solomon, 700. No good. So I say, one roof, one lady, and for life, please, for life, not one lady a night. Okay? My dear friends, let us be very frank tonight, for that is the way of the world. Now I have written all this in the notes I have given you 51 years ago. The flesh of my flesh stood with me, and together we say, I, that's my name, you know. And, To Xiang Hua in Teochew, if you are Mandarin speaking, the Tu Xiang He. What is the meaning? I used to ask my father, hey, why did you give me that name? Father says, it is a very good name. And now I realize it. You see, one side is God, the other side is the Lamb of God. Isn't that great, Xiang? And that means extremely good, because God and the Lamb are part of your name. And this last one, you know what it means? Non-combatant. Non-quarrelsome, because He is peace. So that is my name. If I'm never at peace, and if I lose my temper, you must remind me, look, your name. Your name. So I stood there 51 years ago. Is there anyone here who is married more than 51 years? There I stood, there we stood and said, I, To Xiang Hua, take thee. Ah, that's my lady here. Tan, how many here are Tans? There are tons of Tans, I know. Yeah. This is the commonest surname in Chinese. So many people have Tan. I don't know why they are so prolific. Cheng Yim. What is the meaning? Cheng means clear, pure, and I would say beautiful. Im or in the music of the voice. Beautiful music. Wow. I, To Xiang Hua, take thee, beautiful music, to be my wedded wife. From this day forward, those of you who are young, you better follow her. Huh? Watch carefully. This is what you got to say. from this day forward, for what? For better, for worse. That's what I said. But today I look back and I can say, it was for better, for best. For richer, for poorer. Till in sickness and in health, till death us do part. That is it. Till death us do part. Once you have exchanged vows, exchanged rings, never look back. To all you young people, boys and girls, thinking of that great day, I give you that godly advice. Not with a proviso, some reserve. Well, in America, they change wives every 4 years, like to change motor cars, you know. Do not have that mentality, because that is deadly and that is fatal. For God wills, one-to-one, take your time. There's no hurry. Take your time to choose. But I say, don't you think you know how to choose altogether? What do you pray for? Dear friends, do you think God is not interested? You ask for so many things on your prayer list, isn't it? Add this one. I want my beautiful, clear music. Lord, please send her. Do you think God will answer your prayer? Do you have that faith? I ask you frankly. If we come to the Lord and He saves us by His precious blood, that price paid for your soul, to find you your life partner of His choice, the one who is just right for you, a helpmeet for you. Will God not do it? Who has purchased you with His precious blood, will He not do the lesser thing? You see, this kind of logic you cannot fault through. So I said, dear friends, for better, for best, till death us do part. And if you start on that right footing, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. Our God is able. Now, if you would like to follow me with your notes, I'll take you through the notes. We had a very wonderful passage of scripture, and if you like, oh yes, you can just follow me with your notes. It's all there. You don't have to turn to your Bible. The passage is in Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. And this psalm has been our guide from day one. From the time we began to know each other as fellow students, and thoughts began to come of the possibility of a life partnership, what do you do? Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5 says, delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Isn't that a great and wonderful promise? Oh, my friends, young people, all those contemplating marriage, take Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. Meditate upon it and put your trust in the God of this psalm, that He is able to provide you the desire of your heart. Second part of this psalm, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. What do you trust Him for? Is our God worthy of your trust? This is the question. What do you trust Him for? For daily food? For protection? Safety in travel? All those things are very minor. Far more important, far more profound, and of a lasting nature is this. Lord, I need a helpmeet. Whether it is a husband, whether it is a wife, that is your need. Does the Lord know? Yes. Can the Lord help? Absolutely. Will he help? My friends, this is where faith comes in. When you have that faith, you go to him and say, Lord, please, I don't know. Perhaps there are three or four on the horizon, I can see them. They're all about the same, but I don't know who. Does God know who? Absolutely. You please put your faith in the one who knows the future, the one who knows who should be your life partner, and commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him. And what? The promise. He will bring it to pass. He, not you. Oh, dear friends, this is faith in action. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I identify three clear steps how God led us that we had no doubt whatsoever. The first step is in 1947, this is all in the notes, please, you can see it there. We both got thrown into the same medical school. After all, well, there is only one medical school, the medical college called the King Edward VII. Today it is just called the Medical Faculty of the University of Singapore. Now there we are, two of us among 75 other students and about 15 lady students. Right, you got a lot of choice, you know. But 6 years is a long time in the medical studies. The course of 6 years gives you a lot of time to test out. Never rush into a marriage tie and marriage relationship, because it is something very important and you must never hurry. So if you want to make haste, I say, listen, make haste slowly. Second, the second step that God showed very clearly. As students, we looked around for a Christian fellowship, and we could find none. No Christian fellowship. Today you have so many in the campus, right? VCF, Campus Crusade, YFC, Navigators, and so on and so forth. So many groups to choose from. In my day, nothing. So she and I and a few others began a Bible study. And this eventually became the Varsity Christian Fellowship. So that kind of mutual interest was God's way of showing. For my dear friends, God had laid on my heart, and I pray that God will lay on your heart, young people, unmarried ones, may God lay on your heart that the one you are going to choose to marry is the one who loves the same Lord that you love. And be not unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Don't say, well, she is very charming, and she likes me a lot, and besides, she's got money. Wow. Let God lead you to put the right criterion. If that person loves the same Lord that I love, that's one good point. But again I say, make haste slowly. Go slow. Third point. Now 3 years have elapsed, and 1950, by then we were third, fourth year medical students. There came the beginning of the BP Church, 1950. Not many of you were there at that time. So when it began, she followed me. Yes, you have a Bible-believing church, I will go. No one else was interested in our college at that time. I say, Lord, may that be the sign. You know how that Abraham's servant looked for a wife for Isaac, looking for Rebecca? How God gave him certain signs. If I arrive there and there's this lady who comes and she waters my camels and runs around so willingly, let that be the sign. And when he arrived there, Rebekah did exactly that, what that he had prayed for. Well, here it is. I said, Lord, who should she be? And the one who loves the same Lord as you, that is the one. For 51 years since we stood at Life Church Prinsep Street and said, I take thee. Till now is 51 years and we have served the Lord with undivided love and devotion. I want to stress this. We have never differed or had different views on how to serve the Lord, what to do with the Lord. Only one united discipleship and service for the Lord all along, 51 years. Never any disagreement when it came to serving and following the Lord. I say that is God's reward. What's the point in marrying somebody and on Sunday you go to this church and the other person goes to another church? Or she wants to go to the church on Saturday. And you say, what for? Oh, he says, this is the right day. You got the wrong day. And they go on arguing all their lives and just hanging on together. Not daring to divorce, but just hanging on. What for? So I say, please, make haste slowly. Ask the Lord for wisdom. Let the one who is to marry you also love the Lord and His Word and the instruction of His Word, which is so clear. Be not unequally yoked. Our home was for the Lord, is for the Lord till now. It is very sad if you cannot use your home for the things of God. But when both, husband and wife, are in complete agreement, it is the greatest blessing, the greatest joy that we can extend this home for the hospitality, for the shelter. For whom? Answer, for those who need it. Yes? We have sheltered dozens, if not hundreds of people over the 50 years. Of course, in the beginning, it is not possible. How do you take people in when you have no rooms? But once God gave us the rooms, our home is your home. You need a place tonight? Come in. So, this is a wonderful blessing. Dear friends, when you go overseas, then you appreciate. Especially if you go to London, then you appreciate someone who gives you a roof over your head, because you go out, hotel, one night, £200, you know. You know how much is £200? Times three, $600. Well, somebody says, come, share my home. I got a spare bed, spare room. Come and stay. Who are you? You are the one who receives blessing from the Lord to give hospitality, to give shelter. And this has been our blessing. With one room, for a time we called the Australia room. Because so many of the professors and lecturers and people from Australia came. Every time they came, they stayed in that room until we said, that is Australia room. It is so good when you know that your house is being used to give shelter and hospitality to someone. I told this story, I repeat it. On the seventh day after delivering the fourth child for a lady patient, one day she called me urgently, doctor, my husband fainted. Of course, I go quickly to the Kandan Kerbau KK hospital, and there I arrived to this woman's bedside, and there the man was lying on the floor, dead. Four children. Fourth one I delivered 1 week ago, and she has never worked. Husband is a sole breadwinner. What do you do? Help them with the funeral. Don't stop there. My wife and I discussed, and she at once says, very easy. We got the outhouse. Two rooms are empty. Nobody's living there. Let's clean up. Prepare the place. Upgrade the kitchen. Make an awning. Welcome. Mother and four children became our neighbors living together with us. Now I had four children. She had four children. Now together we have eight children. A lot of children to share the hospitality. At that time in Andrew Road, some of you have been there. We had a very large compound. Who gets the blessing? Answer, we get the blessing. For it is more blessed to give than to receive. And the joy of being able to supply a roof over the head for a poor widow. And I said, Madam, now you have a house, rent it out. With that rental, you can support your four children to school. Wonderful. 2 years after that, things changed. Oh, my friends, make your house a haven of rest for someone. Family worship. Again, it is so important that we are heart and soul together to say it is good in our house. We honor the Lord morning and night. Morning, it is a bit rushed, but children do not go to school until they pray with us. You try that, friends. You got children going to school, try it. At night, gather them together, even if it is for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Can you not spare the time? We have had that blessed experience all our many years. Next is service for the Lord. How wonderful, the Lord says, one of you shall chase 1,000, two of you can put 10,000 to flight. When husband and wife are both together, united in serving the Lord, wherever He sends, we'll go. Nowadays, she cannot, because old age has caught up, and her knee joints no longer function as 10 years ago. But when the joints were working, no matter where it was, we went together. Serving the Lord in Vancouver, London, Toronto, Australia, wherever He sends, we go. Whose blessing? Our blessing. But you must be united. Dear friends, you cannot do it if you are unequally yoked to an unbeliever, or yoked to someone who is not of the same stand and faith as you are. I want to say something that is quite interesting. Between the two of us, we ran the first Bible camp. At that time, 1954, we never had any experience of Bible camps. But we had read about it. And it happened, my patient's husband was principal of Telok Paku Primary School. So I drove my car to Telok Paku. Telok Paku has disappeared, by the way. It is somewhere under the sands, under the tarmac of the Chinese airport, runway 2. Yeah, terminal 2. All gone. I said, Mr. Lim, can we borrow your school for a Bible camp? He said, by all means, come along. So she and I, she looked after the kitchen with our servant, the cook, and I was camp master. We had 44 children sleeping on the tables, the tabletops of the students' writing desks. That's all we had. We had a marvelous camp. And there, three of our young people gave their lives to the Lord. This is what we did. Without experience, but he said, let's try. No harm trying, right? So, Telok Paku Primary School, 1954. The first ever BP Bible camp. And she was there with me. After that, we had the Sunday school. They said, hey, you take charge of Sunday school. I said, okay, I'll take charge of Sunday school. So I became superintendent. And she looked after the primary department. God was so good, you see. I want to tell you this. The Lord says, one of you chased 1,000. Two of you put 10,000 to flight. In 2 years, we worked very hard. We had people who worked with us very hard. But when the leaders are hardworking, everybody follows.
the Sunday school grew in 2 years from 80 to 200. Those things remain in the memory. How come? What happened? I say, God bless, because there is that unity of purpose. Husband and wife together, working for the Lord day and night in order to promote the kingdom of God. Until 1973, we left Life Church Gilstead Road to come here. I call this the far west of Singapore. And here, how God blessed our ministry, because we both had the same kind of conviction. We have salvation so rich and so free. Let's go! Because at that time, all the BP churches were concentrated around the city center. Let's go! And there we went to Jurong first, and from Jurong to Pandan. God blessed. And she was with me, and we did all this with the greatest joy. Sacrifice during my overseas studies. Now this is something that will not be repeated. Perhaps something that will not be done at all by anyone today. What is it? When I was sent for higher studies, I went alone. For 3 years to be alone in Belfast, and she was to stay in Singapore. Simply because it was too expensive for her to follow me. So she stayed back with one, our eldest daughter, Christine, 1 year, and unborn son, 6 months. They stayed back. I went. She never complained. I say that is something that God has given to her. That determination, that kind of agreeing to be left alone. And in 6 months after I left, less than 6 months, her mother died. Can you imagine it? Husband away, unable to return. Why not? Why is it today everybody flies? In those days, one trip back is $3,400. My salary was $800. How do you fly? Where do you get the money to fly? So I stayed there. I received the phone call. Mother has died. What do I do? All I can do is to cry. So she was there. I was there. I say that kind of thing takes a lot of courage. And for that, thank God, she took it. Mother went. She had to look after one child. And 2 weeks after mother came the second child. And she had to take all these alone. Thank God, that's why I say, God prepared a help meet, suitable, fit for your needs. And I could continue my studies in Belfast. Finally, before I go down, if I were to compare with her, all of you will agree with this. Compared with her, I am a coward, number one. I don't look like it, do I? She has gone through 18 surgical procedures of major type, minor type, all kinds, internal, external, surgical procedures. You know what I mean? Cutting. I have not been through one. When she goes to see the doctor who says, something wrong with the tongue, you need to have a cut. Cut, lah. Okay, put out your tongue. Cut. She's very brave. Whatever you need to be done, she says, go ahead, do it. So you see, you put your faith in God and say, Lord, please, I need a helpmeet. You choose for me. God will not fail you. Remember that verse, Psalm 37, 4 and 5. You can read it yourself. Now to leave you with 10 commandments for happy marriage. Right? Have you got it? This one is very important, very precious. I have to run it through quickly because I have a wedding dinner to attend. 10 commandments for Christian marriage. Number one, do you all have it? You all have it, don't you? Yes, all right. Number one, thou shalt not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Let God guide you and you will never fall into that trap. Number two, Ephesians 5 says, wives submit, husbands love. This combination gives you the perfect marriage, perfect harmony. Three, hide no secrets. You stick to this, you keep you out of many troubles. Why? Because you are one flesh. Please remember, your wife is one flesh with you. Four, for richer, for poorer, operate one bank account. Share your money. Together, sink or swim, prosper or otherwise, one bank joint account. Number five, read, pray God's word together, morning and evening. That is the best insurance. You want your marriage to last? Come to the third partner of the marriage. Who is the third partner? The Lord. Yes, you are married together, two of you, but two of you are united to the Lord. Come before Him every day. Number six, in dealing with children, be united and fair. Never have divergent views, and husband says this, wife says that, and the two of them argue, there will be problem and trouble. Seven, don't try Jacob's style. Favoritism. Don't play favorites. Number eight, in any disagreement, be ready to say sorry. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Number nine, honor father and mother, both sides. Yes, both sides. So every married person has got two parents, two sets of parents. Two fathers, two mothers. Honor them. Number 10, renew your first love before God often. Yes. Remind yourselves. Tell your wife. Tell your husband. You love her. Just as the first day till now. Still love her. Reassure her. Reassure him. Finally, matrimony was ordained of God. Hollywood is only out to destroy it. So, keep far away from Hollywood. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, help us to understand this wonderful life partnership Thou hast ordained for our well-being. May all Thy people submit to Thy holy law. And for all those contemplating, may Thou lead them in the right pathway through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.